Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. My 13th consecutive live Thanksgiving day to celebrate with you. And as long as I draw breath and have the ability, I'm going to keep doing this. And thank you so much for being part of what we do here. We're going to talk. This is a day on our holiday broadcast. We talk just a little bit about small business. Mostly it's about the day and about the emotion and the idea of the day. And today is Thanksgiving. This is the day that Americans celebrate. It's an official holiday, but it's also a holiday in our hearts. And it's one of the most unique of our holidays because it celebrates the things that we're all thankful for in this country. Other countries have Thanksgiving days, not on the same foundation, not on the same history. But Canada has a Thanksgiving Day, I think, and other countries do as well. Ours is a little bit different, and we have a big time. We get together with friends and families and eat too much, but hopefully we also spend a little time thinking about others. And somebody who I know who does that is our good friend Jim Donovan. Jim's an original member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998. He's the author of a number of books, including This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal, and others. His new book is called Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body, which is one of my singular goals, and he's our good friend, Jim Donovan. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here, as always.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you, and to everybody listening.
Exactly, and to yours. And say hello to Georgia. Give her our best. Jim, let's talk about this thing. Don't let an old person move into your body. Now, I'm not at the leading edge of the baby boomer generation. But I know who those people are. I can see them very near in the future of me there. So I'm in this baby boomer. I'm near the leading edge of the baby boomer generation. And so my kids probably think I'm an old person. I don't think of myself like that in my mind, but my body's telling me something different. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, maybe you need to take better care of your body for openers.
Well,
yeah, don't we all? I mean, I say that for myself as much as you. You know, I've kind of come to a conclusion that aging is biological. Getting old is a state of mind.
Say that again.
That's how I distinguish
it. This is going to be on the test, folks. Say that again.
Aging is biological. Getting old is a state of mind.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, I see people of every age that are old. I see old 30-year-olds.
Right.
Walking around going, oh,
right.
Yeah, I'm 30 now. Ooh. And I see young people that are in their 80s and 90s and beyond. And I wrote about a whole lot of different people.
My mother's 85, and she's not in horrible, not in bad health, but she's not in great health. She still wishes she, if I told her that I knew somebody who needed an employee, she'd go apply. She wishes she could go to work again.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one of the big ones. I'm really adamant about not retiring.
My mother...
If you don't want to be doing what you're doing, fine. Leave your job and move on. Retire to something else.
At 72, my mother, not needing a job, took a job that had and replaced a person who just a lady who just retired at 65.
Yeah.
She was 72.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people that get that. My mother-in-law and father-in-law, when they were alive, were in their late 80s, and they were thrilled. They became my shipping department. I had them do things. If I was doing a mailing, I'd have them take care of the mailing. I mean, they would do 5,000-piece mailing between the two of them. These people were like 88 years old doing this big mailing job. And they loved it because it gave them something to do. It gave them a sense of purpose. That's the problem when we leave whatever we're doing, when we leave our business, our work. And like I said, I'm not saying somebody should stay with that. By all means, if you have a business 20, 30 years, maybe it's time to hand it over to someone else and go do something different. But do something.
The key
that keeps us engaged in the game.
The key, I think, the word I think about, Jim, that I think is so important is productivity. Be productive at something. Contribute.
Yeah.
Don't just become a barnacle on the keel of humanity where you consume things and create waste. You know, do something to be productive for somebody.
Well, one of the most depressing things that ever happened to me, I was in Florida visiting my mother about 10 years ago, standing in line at a Walmart. And there was an older gentleman there, so I kind of motioned for him to go ahead of me. You know, I'm trying to be respectful. And the guy looks at me and he said, "Oh no, you go ahead. I'm retired. I have nothing better to do." And I thought, if my life gets to that point, standing in line at a
Absolutely.
Star is the best I could come up with.
Yeah.
Shoot me. Okay? I mean,
well,
really, we need more than that. Human beings are more capable of that. We need to be engaged in life. We need to be productive, like you said. We need to be doing something.
Isn't it great, though, that not only is the marketplace now a place where you and I can, as we get older, can still find a place to be productive in. But society is getting that. When you're a baby boomer, just like me, and so you're you know, our generation, I think, is not going to go quietly into that good night.
Well, Ken Dykewell, who wrote Age Wave years ago, said that the baby boomers will be the first generation that's going to take 100 years to turn 50. And he nailed it, you know. I mean, I don't know how old I am. You know, that's another one of my favorite things I've been playing with, is I'm asking people, if you didn't know when you were born, how old would you be?
Yeah.
And they go,
that's a good. That's a really good. Say that again,
just
folks.
A number?
This is going to be on the test again, too, folks. Say that again, Jim.
If you didn't know when you were born, how old would you be?
Well,
that's a variable, I think.
I have to tell
on
you.
What day you ask me.
I have to tell you that time and tide has visited a little bit of arthritis on me. And I've been looking to some homeopathic type of things that have helped me. And I'm going to say one other mountain lion. I think I may have mentioned this once before, Jim. But I've been drinking something called the acai berry. The other people have pronounced it different ways.
Uh-huh.
But it's the acai berry juice.
Right.
And you can buy it at the stores. Some of it's expensive. Some of it's not expensive. You can pick out which one you want. But, Jim, since I've been drinking that, I have had a lot less joint inflammation, a lot less arthritic inflammation. I know I sound like an old person here talking about these pains, but I'm telling you, those kinds of things. What we're learning, Jim, about how to keep our physiological self in better shape, not just medicinally but homeopathically. What we're learning about that is going to help people like you and me, our generation, become productive longer.
Oh yeah, very definitely. And I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV. I did quote in the book. I did reference a lot of holistic medical people, MDs, that are working in complementary medicine. And I came to one basic conclusion. I've known this for years, and I think Deepak Chopra said it: is that there is no reason. Disease is not a part of getting old.
Right.
Aging and disease have nothing to do with each other. One is not connected to the other. And like you nailed it when you said inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. That's what it's a root. And what medicine's finding out now is that the root of most physical ailments is an inflamed condition in the body.
Right.
You look into the work of Dr. Mark Hyman.
Hold on to that thought, Jim. I'm gonna let you pick up on that when we come back, folks. Just talking about being productive, talking about living our lives, talking about not letting an old person move into your body, which is the title of Jim's book. Jim Donovan and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Happy Thanksgiving.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Thanksgiving. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Donovan. His new book is called Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body. Jim, is that book available now?
It is. It's available in stores. It's available at my jimdonovan.com website. It's available at bestlifebook.com.
All right.
Multiple places you can order it from, all the online places. All
and I'm sure I'm going to get an autographed copy any day now, right?
That's what I hear. Yeah, I heard that somewhere. Rumor has it.
I'm looking forward to it, but I've got part of it. I've got parts of the book. One of the things you talk about in your book is you address some of the small business issues in your book, too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'm a big believer in have a business. I have there's a chapter titled "You Don't Have to Eat Dog Food Unless You Want To," because it bothers me when I see people retired on Social Security on a meager pension that are having, especially now, they're having to cut back further and further and further to the point that they're going to wind up eating dog food if they don't do something about it. You know, we were sold a bill of goods that isn't necessarily true, that somehow the government's going to take care of you. Well, none of this is keeping up with inflation.
Right.
So my solution, and this has been throughout my life, I'm with Bob Proctor on this one, figure out how to make some more money.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, there's opportunities for people at any age. I love the cartoon of the two dogs in front of the keyboard that says on the internet they don't know what dogs. You can make money in all kinds of different places
today,
part-time, full-time, sometime, whatever. You know, direct sales, network marketing, internet businesses, service businesses, everybody and their brothers.
What do you say to the 40-year-old... What do you say to the 40-year-old that that thinks that they want to sell, they want to grow their business and sell it and make a, and get rich and then retire. What do you say to that person?
Have a better plan, because they're going to get there, and that's why you saw this happen with the early dot-com billionaires and billionaires.
Right.
That they made this big pile of money, 27 years old, and they retired, and about 6 months later, they went back to doing something else.
Oh, yeah,
they
started something else.
More businesses.
Started something else.
And it's like Lee Iacocca said, the only thing he ever failed at was retirement.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't do it. You can't You can't take a productive, engaged person with passion and have them sit around, and unfortunately, like my father did at the end of his life, sit around and wait for the mail all day.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Makes no sense. You have talent. You have something to contribute. I've always had this image of life as a game board, and everybody's in the game, and then you retire, and you're like standing on the sidelines watching everybody else in the game.
And here's what's great about the marketplace and our world these days, Jim. When my dad and your dad retired, you know, my dad was a blue-collar guy, and he wasn't a big guy on words, you know, or philosophy. He was a blue-collar guy, one of the most amazing human beings I've ever known. Well, the classiest person I've probably ever known, but he wasn't a wordsmith or anything like that. And he retired from the railroad, but in those days, there wasn't a whole lot of opportunity. There wasn't a lot of the culture, the environment, the marketplace wasn't conducive for him to really go leverage himself in doing something else. That's not the case anymore. It's not going to be the case in the future.
No,
people are going to be.
We're a whole different society today. We're in a knowledge-based, information-based society.
And let me tell you something else. The generation behind us is not nearly as big a generation as mine and your generation is, Jim.
Right.
And so there's not going to be as many. There's not going to be somebody to replace all of us. So
that's
going to be
worried about now. Companies are starting to see that shortage of workers.
There's going to be a place for us.
Yeah, you're seeing older people going back into the workforce, like you said,
right.
At age 75 or whatever.
Right.
I don't know. I'm with you. As long as I'm drawing a breath, my secret has been, and it took me years to get here, but it's been to find something I absolutely love to do that I can do for the rest of my life.
I probably mentioned this earlier. I don't remember, but I've been thinking a lot about it lately. Somebody talked the other day about going to a retirement party. And that hit me right between the eyes, and I thought, and I tried to imagine. I literally did. I went through the process of imagining what my retirement party would look like, and I kept pushing it out and out and out and out. And finally, I said, "Okay, I guess it'll be the day I die. I'll retire that day."
Yeah. And there are references to people. One of my wife's aunt's friends is in my book. Is Eli Finn? He retired at 100, and he got bored. So at 103, he became a full-time student. He went back to college. He made 107.
Yeah, I don't know about
there's
that.
There's a lot of these people around. So I started when I was working on this book. I kept finding more and more of these people. It was Eleanor Lombard, the Empress of Fashion, was a publicist who publicized Bill Bass and Oscar de la Renta. She had her 99th birthday. She had her office open until she was 99. And then she closed it and she worked out of her home until she died. She was well into her 100th year. She kept working.
Yeah.
Kept some clients.
Well, and see, we now know, research shows that if you want your brain, if you want to fight dementia, if you want to fight any kind of brain disease or anything like that, the best way to do is to exercise it like a muscle.
Yeah, exactly.
And to stay vital and stay around young people. That's another good way. Jim, we got to wrap it up in about 40 seconds, I should say. I'd like to know what you're thankful for today.
Oh, I'm thankful just for everything in my life. I'm thankful for friends like you who are kind enough to ask me on this show on a Thanksgiving. I think I've done this show several.
You have?
I was thinking about that. I'm maybe your regular Thanksgiving guest at this point. I'm just thankful for the life that I've been given and what I get to do. And I get to touch people's lives on a regular basis. And some people call it work. And it's just amazing to me that what I do on a day-to-day basis, just everything in my life, I can't go into it any more. It's everything.
Thank you, Jim. I'm thankful for you guys, too, you and Georgia both. And I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for being part of our life. We're going to have you back, if not before, certainly in February, because that's our 12th anniversary.
Wow. That's wild.
How about
that's
that?
Really amazing.
Mine and your be 12 years in February. Thanks, Jim, for being here. Happy Thanksgiving.
My pleasure. Happy
See you later.
To
next
you
time.
And everybody listening.
The
Take
book
care.
Is called "Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body." I love that title. That's my goal right there, folks. Stay with me. I'll be back.
I can't imagine. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.